Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Bob, Eddie, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw, pick a Christmas song, we'll play it. Send your request, Plaza Sports text line at 410-583-1057. New England coming off a game in which they blew a 21-point lead and a chance to win the division. Could still clinch a playoff spot on Sunday. Ravens still chasing the Steelers. If the Ravens win out, to keep it to Bob Haney level of intelligence, which isn't high, they win the division. Here to break that all down as only he can from the Baltimore Banner on the Window Nation guest hotline. He's Jonas Schaefer. Jonas, what's up?
Howdy. Thanks for having me.
I appreciate the time as always. And, you know, Merry Christmas. Happy holidays to you and the family as we head into this weekend and next week. Obviously, the Lamar not practicing thing. Is this a narrative that is no longer a narrative, or is this something that just needs to be accepted and we move on from it? Because he's going to be there Sunday, and that kind of all that matters?
It's definitely a narrative, because anytime anyone tweets about it, there are people in the comments asking about it, and it's just atypical. So, of course, people are going to talk about it. I think probably he didn't do himself any favors yesterday by saying that his sick day was like a rest day for him, because if it's a rest day, then you should be in the facility. But John Harbaugh had said that team doctors told him to stay home. So I think people are, you know, as always with Lamar, there's a little bit of confusion when it comes to these injuries and sicknesses and will he won't be narrative. So I think that could definitely use some clearing up. But listen, as long as they win, people who don't really care about what his practice schedule is, you know, like he had his best game in a long, long while on Sunday, and that was after having his first non-injury related rest day of the season. So if he puts up a stinker and that comes after, you know, a limited week of practice, even if he was sick on Wednesday, people are going to probably raise hell if and when he takes a rest day next week. But if he wins, people aren't going to care basically what he does in practice.
Jonas, what do we got to do to get Lamar to use his legs? I mean, I've been begging for it every week.
It's a good question. He was asked a couple questions about it on yesterday, just, you know, in the red zone, and again, just kind of gave his usual pat. I don't know how to call it. I can't call it kind of answer. You know, we've seen him try to involve himself with his legs in the red zone, like in that game against the Bengals in week 14 or 13 or whatever it was, and you know, he has a read option play with Derrick Henry in the backfield, and he keeps it, and he's, you know, can't even turn the corner. But meanwhile, Derrick Henry is busting up the middle for what probably would have been a 10-15-yard touchdown. So we at least know that there is a willingness at times in some of these read option scenarios where he has kept it. But I mean, frankly, if the running game is as good this Sunday as it was last Sunday, without, you know, getting the ball in his hands, then he won't really need to do a whole lot. I mean, this is the Patriots' rushing defense that's going to be without Milton Williams, probably without Spillane, their top tackler, and, you know, I think their leading run stuff guy. So we'll see. I mean, I think it was a good sign, you know, as Ryan Minka, the Ravens team site, tweeted out earlier this week that what Lamar had the highest tracking data speed of his entire season or of a long, long while. So it's at least good that he is seemingly found a new gear, but whether he trusts himself to go out there or whether he's under any kind of orders to protect himself, you know, it's all a little bit in the dark right now.
Jonas, I'm sure that you watched the same all 22 that I did of the Buffalo game, and Buffalo just ran right at them, you know, which was kind of shocking. The thing that I noticed is the D-line for New England can't get off blocks, you know, and if the Ravens O-line just doesn't go to the ground, they'll have a chance.
That's a pretty high bar to clear for some of these guys.
Like the guards?
Yes. I mean, I'm sure you guys have discussed it, but like the splits, it's pretty fascinating. And I wrote about this in our, Baltimore Banner preview that went up this morning. But like the Ravens started the season as one of the worst, if not the worst, rushing defenses of the NFL, and have quietly rounded into form as one of the best. The Patriots, meanwhile, have gone the absolute other direction. I think since week 10, week 11, they're like, you know, 28th in yards per carry allowed, 30th in rush ETA per play, 31st in rushing success rate. I mean, I think five straight opponents have rushed for over 100 yards against them. It just hasn't been pretty. And this is going to be their second game in a row without Spillane, who was in on the efforts of those earlier, of those previous games where they weren't stopping anyone. So I think it's a good sign for this Ravens offense that you're going up against a team that struggles to stop the run and also has apparently struggled to stop tight ends. That to me reads like a game where you're, you know, every other play is either, or every play is either a handoff or a play action play over the middle of the field. Just, you know, finding the spots of the field that Lamar loves to target. Hopefully you get a big day from, Charlie Kohler, Mark Andrews, Isaiah Likely. This is not a great Steelers defense by any measure, and certainly not if they're missing some of these guys who are showing up on the injury report this week.
Now, Jonas, the thing, I think, you know, if they play a lot of man coverage, I think the outside guys probably are going to struggle a little. Because I think Carlton Davis, if he plays, you know, he came back in at the game towards the end of the game last week, but I think both corners do a good job in man coverage. But like you said, the tight ends. And that's why if they're playing man coverage, I really think that Likely is the guy because he can create his own separation.
Yeah, I mean, just this entire team needs to find more, you know, better answers in man coverage. I think Lamar's, like, passing average is okay on a yards per attempt basis when he's going up against man coverage, but I think that probably doesn't account for the facts of all the times that he's been sacked when they face man coverage. You just haven't had answers. It wasn't a great sign that, you know, on some of those reps, Ravens Steelers, where Mark Andrews is going up against Chuck Clark and not being able to separate. That was a little bit disheartening. But, you know, hopefully with Zay Flowers being, hopefully that neck injury that popped on the injury report yesterday is just a very, very minor deal. And, you know, hopefully the Rashad Bateman getting that time off that he did this weekend to be able to rest and recover that ankle injury means that he's a little bit more explosive. The Ravens need to have answers against man coverage, not just for this game, but for a potential playoff run, because there's so many teams in the AFC, you know, especially at the top of the AFC, who would dare the Ravens to hold up, you know, in cover one or cover zero. And if the Ravens don't have answers or can't find answers, then the season is going to be very short, or the playoff run is going to be very short.
Jonas Schaefer, Baltimore Banner. Jonas, what's happening on the website as we head into this game Sunday night and everything else going on in our Baltimore sports world here?
Yeah, our game picks are up right now. I'm picking the Ravens to lose because I'm still a doubter. I got the game preview up now, and I think we're going to be running something on DeAndre and just his weird season and what the stats tell about him hopefully pretty soon. I've also been talking to the guys just how they feel about PFF. You know, this is obviously a Sunday night football game where you get the PFF rankings and Collinsworth and everything. It's been interesting to talk to the guys and get their feelings about what it actually matters for their job and what they do.
He is Jonas Schaefer from the Baltimore Banner. Again, Jonas, Merry Christmas. Happy holidays to you and the family. We'll talk to you, a couple of weeks. Looks like. Yeah.
It'll be a while.
Yeah. All right. See ya. Here's Joe DeShaper, everybody. We'll come back. It's the whip around. What happened in the world of sports last night? A couple of cool things if you're of a local sports fan. And a really cool game happened 15 years ago at M&T Bank Stadium. Stick around for that one. Keith Cavanaugh, TerrapinTimes.com. Buzz Williams is Turtles going to Charlottesville. Little old school ACC. Back in the day, Buck Williams versus Ralph Sampson. Wally Walker versus John Lucas and Steve Shepard. We'll get into that. And, you know, Malik Washington staying around. And another significant player has announced he's staying at Maryland. So
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
That's good news.
Vinny and Haney's Whip Around.
Every sport.
Every game.
Everything.
Brought to you by Box Hill Pizzeria and Crab Cakes. Best crab cakes in Maryland.
We're going to talk more about this subject later on the show. NFL lunch style. Seattle Seahawks over the Rams in overtime, 38-37. Jackson Smith and Jigba catches the touchdown that ties it at OT. And then old Mike McDonald shows up. Cahoonies over here, and he went for two and got it easily. But this was even a thing because they got the two-point conversion on Darnold's backward pass that bounced off somebody's head. And that was considered a live ball. And then Charbonnet picks it up in the end zone nonchalantly. Like, here's the ball. And they gave the two-point conversion. So they win 38-37 with the win. They were down 16. Again, we'll talk about it more in depth later in the show. They're now the number one seed in the NFC.
Yeah, and probably deservingly so. But, Bob, sure. How about this? How about if the Niners win their last two home games, which one of them's against Seattle, they're the number one seed, and they win the division.
Yeah, the 49ers who played Monday night against Philip Rivers and the Colts there. We were talking about it yesterday, Nolan, and it's like, they're 10-4?
Yeah, right.
Where the hell that come from all of a sudden? But we'll talk more about that later in the show. Tonight, college football playoffs start. Alabama is at Oklahoma, rematch from a game earlier this year. John Mateer. Bama's been bad down the stretch here. They got spanked by Georgia in the championship game. Spread's relatively, I don't know, Alabama friendly, it seems. Oklahoma's only 1.5 point favorite.
Yeah, and Alabama's, or I mean, Oklahoma's got a hell of a defense. And last week against Georgia, Bob, I mean, Alabama had -3 yards rushing. And then they, you know, almost or probably could have lost to Auburn the week before. So they have not been playing great. You know, they've had some guys that have been hurt. But, and I would think Bob Mateer should be much healthier now after having a couple weeks off.
Now we'll get to the picks later in the program, but the other matchups playoff-wise, which are tomorrow, Miami, 10th seed at A&M, Texas A&M, 7th seed. Then you have the big underdogs, Tulane, they're at Ole Miss, and JMU is at Oregon. But as Chip Patterson said yesterday, there's been a loss of rhythm for Ole Miss, even though Kiffin, Lord Kiffin, has allowed some of the assistants to stick around to coach out the playoff string for how long it lasts. So if there's a possibility of an upset in both Tulane and James Madison are huge underdogs.
Yeah.
Well, that might be the most likely scenario.
Earlier in the year, Tulane played at Ole Miss. Ole Miss scored the first 5 times they had the ball.
No doubt.
So it was 35-0, you know, at the get-go. So, yeah, I agree with you, Bob. If there is one upset, it would be Tulane over Ole Miss because of all the stuff that's going on there, where I think Oregon is puffy pants.
We'll talk about the Terps of Virginia a little bit later. Well, actually, in a couple of minutes, Keith Kavanaugh, but that's tomorrow night. Virginia ranked number 23, Ryan Odom, former UMBC coach. He's the head man down with the Cavaliers. Terps, who, for all pain, will he be there? We'll get into all of that with Keith. 6 o'clock tip. It's on ESPN National TV, but you can hear it on 105.7 The Fan. NBA last night, San Antonio beat the Wizards 119-94. Bob Carrington, Baltimore, 15 points, 5 boards, 3 assists. Cam Whitmore, I don't know, falling out of favor, getting some DNPs. I don't get it. But anyway, I'm not the coach there. Oklahoma City beat the Clippers 122-101. Aaron Wiggins have 5 points, 4 boards for the Thunder. SGA, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander at 32. OKC 25-2 on the year. It was Toronto 111-105 over Milwaukee. Emmanuel Quickley, Baltimore, he had 9.6 boards, 10 assists. And in overtime, New Orleans, the Pelicans taking on the Rockets. That old Derrick Queen's rookie season continues to be awesome.
Oh, Jose on the run. Leads it. Great pass. And the finish.
Good pass.
Derrick Queen on the bucket. Great pass by Jose.
Jose Alvarado with the pass. It was Gulf Coast Sports Network 133-128 as New Orleans stuns the Rockets at overtime. Derrick Queen, 16 points, 12 boards, 3 assists. Derrick Queen is having a monster rookie season.
Can he win rookie of the year, Bob?
Conkinapple and Flag, the Duke guys are doing really well. But Nolan, how much of a difference would Queen make for Maryland's team?
Ooh.
Pair up him and Payne in that front court?
I mean, I'm interested to see how they would both eat, but with Queen being kind of an all-around player, you know, it's not like he's exclusive to the paint. I'd be fascinated by it.
He'd be facilitating. Point is, he'd be a sophomore in Maryland. Instead, he's a leading candidate for Rookie of the Year.
Either best ball handler is a big man.
That's right. It's the Wimmer Out Idiot 81057. The Fan on the ice last night. The Capitals taking on the Toronto Maple Leafs, who had been showing a pulse as of late. But let's just say the Caps put them back on life support.
Chychrun waits for everybody to get onside. Steps and fires. He scores! A howitzer from Jacob Chychrun.
Joe Beninati, Monumental Sports on the call. 4-0 shutout. Logan Thompson doing the deal, but Chychrun, 2 goals last
night. Defense, how about they scored 4 goals? 3 by the defense, 2 by Chychrun, 1 by Carlson, like Bob said. Protas started it out, 1-0. You know, I mean, I watched the first till 8:15, till the football game started. But the Caps were pretty much dominating. Logan Thompson was playing well. Austin Matthews, who's one of the best players in the league for Toronto, was a -3. So he was on the ice for a lot of those goals. So, yeah, the Caps dominated. They scored 2 in the first, 2 in the third, and 1 wasn't even an empty netter. So it was a good win for the Caps. And now they're playing Saturday, 12:30 at home against Detroit.
Who's having a good year?
Yes, they are. Yes, they are.
Red Wings coming to town. Anthony Joshua, Jake Paul tonight on Netflix. Nolan, you in?
Since it's Netflix, yes. No way in hell I'd pay for it, though.
I don't think anybody would. My question is, now there are talks of Tyson Fury, Anthony Joshua next year at Wembley Stadium. 100,000 people. It would be in the summer. Actually, I think they're saying it'd be in Saudi Arabia. Either way, it's a, they're both in, due to make like $30 to $40 million a piece. This is a fight that should have happened 8 years ago, sort of like Pacquiao and Mayweather. Point is, if Joshua loses to Jake Paul, that's off the table. I think he carries him for a couple of rounds, doesn't just like knock his head into the left field seats like Pete Alonso hopefully he's going to do for the Orioles with baseballs. If it's a farce, then, you know, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. And that would mean Jake Paul just keeps fooling us all.
So what does tonight's fight count for other than just bragging?
It's a sanctioned fight by the Florida State Athletic Commission. 8 rounds, 10-ounce gloves, not these big soccer bopper things. I mean, they're real gloves. If Joshua wanted to mash him, he'd be done within a minute. The first time he hit him, they'd be bringing the ambulance and stretcher. It would be a...
Right.
I mean, Anthony Joshua was a world-class power-punching dude who mashes people. Jake Paul lost to Tommy Fury, Tyson Fury's brother.
So maybe stupid question, right? Because I agree with you. You don't want to kill the golden goose, right? Because Paul's the one drawing all the money here.
And they're both getting... And Anthony Joshua hadn't fought in over a year.
Do we see this being a draw to protect both? Or would that kill Joshua, too, if he didn't win?
Well, if he doesn't win, then he's...
Even if it's a draw?
Whatever his legacy... No, there's no draw.
No draw?
No, it doesn't see the scorecards. If it's a real fight, it ends within 2 rounds like he did Josh with Ngannou, the UFC guy. He right-hand bombed him. He was done. If he does that to Jake Paul, Jake Paul's feeding tubing it for a while.
What time is it at tonight, Bob?
It's 8 o'clock.
Oh, well, same time as football.
It's a card that starts at 5, but, you know... Telling you, 3 TVs a life changer.
Yeah.
The 3 TVs is a life changer. Anyway, that's tonight.
I'll have to put that one on. Charlie will probably want to watch that.
And then this day in Ravens history, today's December 19th, 15 years ago, crazy. M&T Bank Stadium, defending Super Bowl champ Saints in town and lost to the Ravens 30-24 because Joe Flacco threw 2 touchdown passes, 1 to Ed Dixon, 1 to Ray Rice, who also rushed for a TD. Billy Cundiff. Our boy kicked 3 field goals as the Ravens improved to 10-4, dropped the Saints to 10-4. That was the Saints team that lost to the 7-9 Seahawks in the playoffs when Beast Mode got the name Beast Mode.
Yeah.
But the Ravens that day, 2 best teams in the NFL, 2 of the best, I should say, got it on in a big way. We'll come back, Keith Kavanaugh, preview Maryland, Virginia, talk about what's happening with Mike Loxley's team. And then we got, of course, Nolan's Funhouse. Then we got news from the desk coming up top of the hour. You want to get in for that? You can. 410-583-1057. Your predictions for the Ravens and Patriots. Can the Ravens win out? I say no. What do you say? We got Chris Mubaka, USA Today, talk NFL with him at 1230.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going to be part of the equation. Maryland players are announcing they're staying. Some high-level ones. That's good news in football. He's on the Window Nation guest hotline, TerrapinTimes.com. Keith Kavanaugh. Keith, good morning. What's up?
Guys, good morning. And Vinny, do you have any eligibility left? Because two-thirds of the Terps quarterback room just checked out, leaving only as a backup to Malik Washington, Pep Hamilton's 5'11 son, who I thought would have been converted to a corner by now. So, moral of the story, Loxley's going to have to go find yet another portal quarterback this spring. Obviously, Justin Martin this year from UCLA and MJ Mars last year from NC State did not work out and cost them, you know, $600,000-$700,000 each. So those were busts. Yeah. And, you know, you got to bring in a guy who's going to resign himself to being a backup. So you're probably going to have to go mid-major because, you know, you can't keep throwing that kind of money around for busts at Portal QB the last 2 years. So obviously Malik Washington was staying barring Loxley getting the heave-ho, but that quarterback room looks a little slim right now. They do have the kid who flipped from App State, whose name I'm already forgetting, 6'5 kid, three-star. So anyhow, all that madness has begun. And Neo Avery, yet another four-star bust from Good Counsel.
Yeah,
he left. I think he had four tackles this year. Remember, he committed to Penn State.
Yeah, and he was a flipper.
Ole Miss.
Yeah.
And then on signing day, Maryland offered him some more money. But and who knows whatever happened to Dylan Gooden, Dwight's son, who came with him from Good Counsel that year, also an edge guy, four star. He left last year. So anyhow, they did pick up a long snapper and a place kicker this past week.
Eli Fulcher.
Yeah, and Rory Kipp, the long snapper, a five-star from Pennsylvania. So the madness and continues, portals in, guys out, and we'll see where the ball lands. Really, after all the bowl games, you get the most action of guys coming in. So we'll see. But, yes, a big game in Charlottesville tomorrow night.
All right, no doubt about it. Virginia, coached by Ryan Odom, former UMBC coach, and they pulled one of the great upsets in college basketball history at 16. Beat, ironically enough, Virginia and Tony Bennett in the first round. But they score more with his offense than they did with Tony Bennett. Their leading, their best player is the kid who's a 22-year-old freshman who played in Europe for a bunch of years. De Ritter, I believe his name is.
Yeah, the Belgian kid.
Yeah, 16 points, 9 boards a game, whatever it is.
Yeah.
They shoot well from beyond the arc. You know, is Pharrell Payne going to be there? You know, Turkson's back, which is good. And Maryland did, you know, spirited effort for 30 minutes, I guess, against Michigan. But how tall is the task for old Buzz tomorrow? And where's Pharrell Payne going to be if he's there at all?
Yeah, so first time, it's hard to imagine. We've played UVA since 2018. That's their longest standing rivalry going back to 1912 when you and I were ball boys. For
correct.
The church, Bob. But this is not your father's UVA. This is not Tony Bennett. No more pack line, walk it up, deliberate pace, half-court game. This up-tempo transition. They get early shots. They're averaging nearly 90 a game, giving up less than 70 a game. 17 assists a game, and scarily enough, 14.5, if that's such a word, offensive rebounds a game. Maryland's been lacking there. Payne has been walking around. My gut is, you know, this is still touch and go. My gut is they'll probably hold him out with the ankle and he dinged the knee as they get ready for Big Ten resuming next week against Oregon. But it'll be a tall task. They're 9-1. They're in the top 20-25. They beat Texas on the road. Their only loss is to Butler. But yes, they got the 7-foot German center, Grunlow. He's a low post load. You got the Belgian sharpshooter, the Ritter, shooting 43% from three. Their leading scorer. And don't forget, former Terp Chance Mallory. He's their backup point guard, but he plays half the game. He's averaging 11.5 and 3.5. So tough game, but or tough matchup down there. But the key is, yes, the Michigan first half was tremendous. The 1-2 punch of Coit, who needs to start, who needs to start, who needs to start, please, thank you. And Payne is so much better than watching Adams run around with his head cut off, out of control. Yeah, you're going to lose a little bit of the defensive end with Coit, who's 5'9", 5'10 at best. But I liked how they ran some semblance of offense. They went up-tempo, a lot more intensity on D. Still, their three-point defense lacks. But when you consider Payne left that game, Solomon Washington lost his head, and that's why they lost that game, and Turkson with the flagrant foul, and you're already missing Delpino and Watts. So it's still a MASH unit, but I love the first half. Not a big fan of the second half, but really do need Payne back. But I think Adams is better coming off the bench. I don't care if he was a five-star flip from UConn or not. But then you got to get ready for Oregon, Indiana, UCLA, USC, back-to-back-to-back in the new year here.
Now, Keith, any coaching changes with the football staff, and how big a priority, hopefully, in the portal is the offensive line?
Every year, sadly, that's the key priority. It doesn't really get addressed. Now, pass pro this year was good. Run block was terrible. Running game is still devoid at Maryland. The one coach you do not want to leave, Monticino, the defensive coordinator, his son just came on as an assistant coach at Maryland. So hopefully that's a sign he's not leaving. But no, nobody has left. I'm not sure there's a ton of attractive assistants on the job commanding top dollar out there to flip. You know, Czar is their best recruiter, their defensive back coach, but obviously that unit lacked this year in performance. So nothing yet there. Hopefully not it's a 2-year cycle. Every 2 years, guys, all three coordinators leave. So we just added three this past year. So hopefully they all stay for some more, staff continuity. But they need O linemen. They're going to need a quarterback. They need some more secondary players. The class is ranked 43rd in the country right now, overall, the 26 class. And hopefully you can add a few guys via portal and or during the spring signing period to enhance that. So we'll see what happens. But how about those Lady Terps pivoting here, hard pivot? They are number 7th in the country, 12-0. They have 4 players already lost for the year. 3 were starters.
Yeah.
And they beat Kentucky out on the road, that tremendous double overtime win at Minnesota. So they're a MASH unit yet again, but Brenda keeps trucking. They got to go out to Wisconsin Monday and play as they resume Big Ten play. And props to men's soccer. You know, they made it to the quarterfinals. They ended up losing to the eventual national champion, Washington. But they had 4 players just drafted in the soccer MLS draft. So a good year for a lot of the teams. And again, when we look at the big picture, football signed the number one player in the state. Basketball signed the number one player in the state. And as we went on and on 2 weeks ago about Quincy Wilson in track, the most improbable commitment ever to Maryland athletics, in my mind, the track, the future of U.S. track, he commits to a track program in Maryland that most people don't even know exists. So what a coup for Coach Bauman, and what a great job there. So we closed the new, the old year looking for more continuity with hoops, more continuity in filling some holes with football. This will be Loxley's last year, barring a major turnaround. So let's see if he can retain the rest of his good. Most of these other guys, the Mathises or whatever, are coming out saying they're staying, so that's always good. So we'll see.
Keith Cavanaugh, TerrapinTimes.com. Keith, Merry Christmas. Happy holidays, you and the family, and we'll talk to you in 2026.
You too, guys. Thanks so much.
Yep. There's Keith Kavanaugh. And by the way, the recruit quarterback that Keith forgot, even though he's a Terrapin Times guy, Nate Bernard, 3-star out of Ohio. We'll come back, talk to our 5-star, Nolan McGraw. There we got news from the desk coming up top of the hour. It's got that weekend money, buy or sell, and talk about sports subjects of the day. Tons going on in the world of sports this weekend. Chris Boombacha, USA Today, talk about last night's game and what does this mean for the power structure of the NFC. And then Vinny, stat breakdown, Ravens and Patriots. Ravens suck in the red zone offensively. How good are the Patriots defensively in that category? When I got the fight on in the college football playoff, insert NBA game, I'm going to have Hard Rock jamming in the background. Will not be Bing Crosby.
No Bing?
No Bing.
Well,
I might be Bada Binging if I'm lucky, you know what I'm saying? Nolan McGraw. Nolan, what's going on in your world over there?
On that note.
Yes.
Well, we can talk a little Orioles here. A continuation of yesterday. We're talking about Michael King. Because the Orioles were in on him, but less than 24 hours later, he's going back to San Diego, which I'm laughing to myself last night when I see this news. Didn't even cross my mind that San Diego would be interested in bringing him back, but it makes sense. They lose Dylan Cease, right? He goes to Toronto, so now even more imperative that they get starting pitching. But now I'm starting to wonder how the rest of the starting pitcher market is going to play out. There's only been three notable guys to sign so far. I mentioned Cease, King, and Merrill Kelly, the only other one. He returns to Arizona for $20 million a year. Now, what these guys are getting compared to projections ahead of free agency, in some cases a little bit more. In the case of Michael King, significantly more. So $25 million a year and fully guaranteed. I know that's a sticking point for you, Bob.
That's crazy.
I'm comparing these to Kylie McDaniel, friend of the show. He had projections ahead of the offseason, and he's as in tune as anybody. Jeff Passan co-signed his numbers here and his figures. He saw Michael King getting $19 million a year. It's a pretty big jump to get to 25. Now, Dylan Cease, everyone was saying, oh my God, what a gross overpay. Kylie McDaniel said 29 a year, he gets 30. So that's not insane. The insane part, probably more so the years. 7 instead of the standard 5. And in the case of Merrill Kelly, for those curious, $20 million a year, although it is just for 2 years, projected at 17.5. So across the board here, we are going above projections, which leads me to the two big fish that are still on the board, Framber Valdez and Ranger Suarez. Now, both of those guys, Kylie McDaniel had in the upper 20s, certainly no higher than $30 million a year. And I'm wondering now, because of what happened with Cease, even more so what's happened here with Michael King, does that push those guys' market even further into the stratosphere?
And possibly. And with King, he's got opt-outs after the first 2 years of the deal. And unlike Dylan Cease, he's had injury problems, Michael King, here over the last year or so. I'm still all in on Valdez and Suarez. I still think they're going to make a trade for a pitcher. If Scooble's available, and you get mixed reports on that. By the way, how about the United States got Scooble and Skeens pitching in the World Baseball Classic? Good luck with that. Damn. Insert country here. You got, if I'm the Orioles, I'm all at the left side of the menu for that guy. But realistically, sure. You would have to think so, because you're an agent worth your salt. I mean, Michael King, he's not even in the same, no pun intended, ballpark as these two guys in regards to track records, proven definitely in the postseason for Suarez. Yeah, unfortunately for Mike Elias, again, it's not our money, but you got to do what you got to do. But yeah, the tag went up, and maybe the guaranteed years possibly, and that stupid opt-out. Alonso did the Orioles a solid, nothing happening there. Buy your 25 jersey, it's going to last. I don't know about the starting pitcher guys, though.
I mean, as long as it's not after the first year, I'm okay with that. Like, if you got a big deal, like if you're going to go Cease territory, which he didn't get any opt-outs, he's locked in. But say you sign someone for 7 years and after three, there's an opt-out. I think that'd be ideal because it protects you. Well, not really. I don't know. If the guy gets hurt, I don't know what I'm saying.
Now you're screwed. But to your point, 2 years, then you're looking at, you know, free agency starting to hit with Adley. Gunner's going to be there. Arbitration's already a reality. Same with Westberg. So we got this window that's still open. I think it's, what, 2 years before it starts to get real financially, then it closes a little bit with your younger prospects. If you can get one of those guys to stick around for 2 years, you're going to be World Series contenders for 2 years.
Right. So between the rising cost here for the starting pitcher market, also the fact that we can pretty comfortably say that Valdez and Suarez aren't going to sign anytime soon. It's probably going to be, you know, February-ish, maybe even later.
No idea.
I mean, that's the trend with big-name starting pitching. I mean, it's been that way for years. So with both of those things in mind, maybe that turns up the heat to get a trade done, right? Because if you're all in on Valdez and you get him, that's great. And it's great that they're all in to begin with, but all right, someone puts in a last-second bid at the last second and beats you on the deal, and now you're left empty-handed. I'd like to see Mike Elias then, all right, let's get the trade for, you know, the number 3, 4, or 5 guy done first, because, again, I really don't think those two big names are in any rush to sign. They're going to wait for even more of the market to develop, and at this rate, they could push their money even further. So get a trade done now. Also, with the Alonso thing done, let's get a trade done with either Mountcastle or Mayo or both, whatever it takes.
I'm throwing back.
So both of those things could be linked. I mean, that could be Mayo could be the piece that gets you the pitcher. So that would be next in order of operations for Mike Elias, in my opinion.
And I don't want to come off that arrogant with get rid of them both, because, you know, Mountie's been a good, solid contributor to the team. Injuries have, stunted whatever growth he had. But if you got Alonso, Basayo, there's no room at the inn. There's no vacancy at first base. They're going to need another catcher, too, because if Basayo's going to be DH and playing some first base, I mean, Alonso did play 162 games. That brings up an interesting scenario. Oh, and I know we're past top of the hour. It's 105.7 The Fan. Vinny Haney, 105.7 and Nolan McGraw. We got news from the Nest. Did you see the John Means news yesterday?
Oh, man. Terrible.
You talk about a guy that's got bad injury luck. There, in the dictionary, bad injury luck, there's a picture of John Means.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.